It has been almost 2 years since the border was reopened, and these are the communities whereby they speak almost the same language. They have family members on the both sides of the border, and there's a lot of trade, transborder trade, which are carried out between the two countries. So many people are not happy about the situation because it's going to be affecting them socially and economically. For those who are trading between the border communities, you know, they're going to be well impacted negatively with the decisions and the announcement by the government. And also socially, because most of the people are like families in the border communities, so they'll be finding it very difficult to cross the border to the other end, especially to attend social activities.
How would you describe the relationship between Rwanda and Burundi at the moment? And what do you think is the cause of the friction?
Actually, the relation between Burundi and Rwanda seemed to be improving since 2020, when President Evariste Ndayishimiye took the office. They tried to mend the relation, but President Evariste Ndayishimiye, we remember that he tried to call on Kigali to actually hand over the alleged coup plotters of the 2015, who tried to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza by then, who are said to be hosted by Rwanda. According to Gitega said that there have been negotiations with Rwanda, and until to date, Rwanda has failed to hand them over to be prosecuted. So this has angered Burundi, and with the latest attack in Gatumba, which claimed more than 20 people in Burundi late last year. So it is sparked because Red Tabara claimed the attack, and Red Tabara is known to be supported by those who tried to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza in 2015. And these are the same people who Burundi is accusing Rwanda of hosting. So Burundi is saying that probably Rwanda is hosting the rebels who are attacking Burundi. So this is sparked actually the deteriorating relation between the two countries, which seemed to be improving from the last 2-3 years, and now deteriorating significantly after President Ndayishimiye late in December said that he's going to take tough measures in order to, because Rwanda had refused to hand over the alleged coup plotters.
And in the short term, is there a way to solve the misunderstandings between the two neighboring countries?
The community, East African community, has failed to address the problem with the challenges Burundi and Rwanda is facing, because Rwanda is saying it's not interfering with the Burundian insecurity. Remember that in 2015, Burundi accused Rwanda of sheltering those coup plotters, and also in return, Rwanda had accused Burundi by then of supporting the FDLR rebels, who are accused of committing the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. So this one made the relations sour since then. But in 2020, it seemed like it was improving. But now, and with this latest development, it's really sad that we see that it's now deteriorating. The only solution is that whether Rwanda can hand over the alleged coup plotters to Burundi.